Okay, so we began Chazara of the seventh Perek, and we're on Daf Mem, Vov, Omed, Aleph. Welcome to Yerushalayim HaKadosh, Reb Nachum. How are you doing there?
Baruch Hashem, doing good.
Looks like you got a good suntan there. You must have spent a long time learning on the balcony there.
Baruch Hashem, I'm here.
Enjoy. Good for you. Okay, great to have everyone on board. Let's begin. We're on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So, and actually, in fact, we're right at the top of Mem Vav Amud Beis. You remember, we're having a discussion, even though you definitely need three people to be mechuyev, to have a chiyev of Zimun. The question is, if you have two people, are you allowed to do Zimun? There's certainly no obligation. The question is, would there at least be a heter to do Zimun? And we've tried to bring proofs, because in fact, the Gemara brought a machlekas, two opinions. One opinion says that two people may not do Zimun. The other opinion says that they may. So on the Gemara, that Mem Hei Amud Beis. Sorry, did I say Mem Vav? Mem Hei Amud Beis. And we're on the second line. Toshima, says the Gemara, we're trying to bring another raya now. Noshim Mezamnois La'atzmon. Noshim can be mezamim. They can perform a zimun for themselves. But avodim mezamnim la'atzmon. And servants, slaves can make their own zimun. But noshim va'avodim v'ktanim, as a group, imrotzu lezamein ein mezamnim. So if there are a group of noshim without any avodim there, then they can do zimun. If there's avodim without noshim, then they can also do zimun. But noshim va'avodim together, they should not do zimun. Even if they want to, they may not do zimun. Now,
what do the women say? Gvura sainavarev?
Do they say raboisai? I don't know. Maybe.
No, I would say gvurosai, perhaps.
Gvurosai or rabanit osai. I'm not sure. Vaho, like the Gemara, vaho meo noshi katre gavri damyan. But 100 noshim, however many noshim you have, they never have a chiyav of zimun. So therefore, even if you have 100 noshim, that basically can be considered like two men. So if you want to bring a proof to the halacha of two men, you can look at the situation of 100 women. 100 women definitely have no obligation, and yet you're telling me that they can do a zimun. So surely I can compare 100 noshim who are allowed to do zimun to two men. And apparently two men can also do zimun, therefore v'ktoni. And it says, noshim mezamnois la'atzmon. And it says that noshim are allowed to do zimun. V'avodim mezamni la'atzmon. So it would seem to be that even where there is no chiyav of zimun, but you'd still be allowed to do zimun. If three women are allowed to do zimun, then presumably two men, albeit no obligation, but will be allowed to do zimun. Says the Gemara, no, there's no proof. Shani hosam. Over there is different. De'ika deyos, literally translated as deyos, meaning there are opinions, but what it means is at least there is the requisite amount of people. At least there you have three people, albeit noshim or avodim. So even though there's no chiyav, but we can allow them to say zimun. But in our case, with two men, you don't have the requisite amount of men. Maybe you need three men even to be allowed to do zimun. You have no raya that they're allowed to, no proof whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, aim a sefer. What about the sefer? In the sefer, it says, noshim va'avodim. If there are noshim together with avodim, imrotzu lezamin ein mezamnin, amai loy, why not? If I've got, for argument's sake, let's say two noshim and one eved, so there also I do have the requisite amount of people, in other words, three altogether, so why can't I do zimun? Says the Gemara, that's different. Ay, vohi'ikadeyos, even though there are the right amount of people, meaning there are three altogether, Nonetheless, says the Gemara, there's worse. Shani Hossa Mishum Pritzusa. There is an issue of Pritzus because there are Noshim and Avodim together. So that's why we don't want them doing a Zimun. We don't want them combining forces. But you don't have a proof. So if there are Noshim by themselves or Avodim by themselves, then they could do Zimun. Yes, there's no Chir, but they may do Zimun. Masha'in Kain, where there are Noshim and Avodim together, then we do not want them joining forces in any way because of a Chashash Pritzus.
Dais here is strictly a reflection of the number of people, yes. Not the quality of the people or their ability to have Dea Bina, you know, they get some extra credits of maybe the two of them can join because they have Bina and not.
No, just means how many minds are there? How many people are there altogether? That's the whole list.
Right.
Okay, so at this stage of the game, we have not managed to bring a proof one way or another because every proof has been rejected. So where are we up to in the story? We have this Shaila. It's a machloikas at the bottom of that Memhe Amud Aleph between Rav on the one hand and Rav Yochanan on the other, two people, when there's no chiyav of Zimun, can they at least do Zimun as a Rashus? Rav and Rav Yochanan. Now, remember, the Gemara did not tell us what in fact was Rav's opinion and what was Rav Yochanan's opinion. The Gemara just says that Rav and Rav Yochanan have a machloikas. One says this, one says the other. We don't know who says what. We don't know who says what. Let me just close the door. Here's a bit of background disturbance. Okay, now I've closed the door. I'm actually in my room, my sealed room. I was on experiment mode with the door open to see if there's better, more stable internet connection. The last few minutes, did it cut out at all?
No.
Okay.
It seems to be better than it was last week.
Yeah, it could be because I left the door open. Now I'm in my sealed room with the door closed. We'll see. There's a mother-in-law. A mother-in-law alert. Yeah. So we had to close the door.
Schwigger on deck.
Beware. Yeah, there's a sign on somebody's door. Never mind the dog. Beware the mother-in-law.
I told you once, didn't I, about an Ofruf in Los Angeles years ago. They were throwing very hard candies. And so the Rosh Yeshiva called out, "I know who packed these, the mother-in-law."
There is a famous joke, Moshel. The chosn, just engaged, is coming to town to meet his betrothed. And in fact, there's two chassanim, two prospective chassanim. They're on the same train and they're coming to town to meet their prospective kalis. And the train stops and they're waiting are the two mothers-in-law. And one chosn gets off the train and the first mother-in-law says, "Well, that's my chosn." The second one says, no, it's my chosn. Big machloikas, whose chosn it is. So the two mothers-in-law march him off to the Rav. What should we do? My son-in-law, it's my chosn. So the Rav says, okay, we'll have to do exactly as Shlomo HaMelech decided. I think we'll cut him in half. I'll do half each. So one mother-in-law says, no, don't cut him in half. The other one says, yeah, do. The Rav says, oh, that's the mother-in-law.
That's good. I'll have to repeat that. That's good.
You can only say jokes like this when the door's closed in. Anyway, back to our subject. So we don't have a raya. We don't have a raya. We know we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. This is being recorded, by the way, this shiur sent around the world.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they'll hear that.
maybe Rav Makas, you do some editing at the end, please.
Okay.
I mean, take out the jokes and keep in the Gemara, not the other way around.
Okay.
I'll call upon him. So we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Can two people do zimun? We don't know what the halacha is because we've tried to bring proofs, but every proof, lemaisa, was refuted. Every proof was refuted. It says the Gemara, first word on the line, tistayim, let us bring a proof, the Rav, the Omar, imrotzu, lezamein, ein mezamein. As mentioned before, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we were not told what each opinion held. Never mind, what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, we're going to attempt now to bring a proof that it was actually Rav who says that two people may not do Zimun. Okay, what's the proof? The Omar Rav Dimi by Yosef Omar Rav, because we have a quote in the name of Rav, and it says, Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas, we mentioned this Gemara yesterday, if three people were eating together, the Yotzu Echav Mehem Lashuk, and one of them left and went to the street, Koirin lo, you recall him, umezamnin olav, and then you perform zimun. Now, 1 second. Why were you recalling him? Remember, this is Rav talking. Why are you recalling him? Without him, how many people do I have? I've got two anyway, so why do I have to recall him? Says the Gemara, surely we can be medayek from over here, that Tama, the whole reason why there's going to be a Zimun is the Kairin Loi, because you call him. Oh, the diuk is Loi Kairin Loi Loi. But if I don't call him back, it sounds like then you would not be able to do Zimun. And this is a quote of Rav. So I see that Rav holds that two people cannot do Zimun. And the only way you can have Zimun is with three. So there's our proof that Rav must be the opinion that says that two cannot do Zimun. Says the Gemara, no, no riot. Shani Hassan. There's different. There's different because, remember, how many were they to start off with?
Three.
They definitely had three to start off. So if I have three to start off where there really was a choiva, that's when Rav says, you've got to call back the third fellow. Why? To re-establish the chiyuv. But that's not a proof what would be if there were only two from the outset. If there are only two and there's no chayva, then you've got no idea. Maybe Rav would say that you can do a zimun. You wouldn't have to go and fetch a third person. The reason why in our case you did have to fetch the third person was because he was there from the beginning. And the chayv had been established. Once the chiyuv had been established, we don't want to break that chiyuv. But you've got no proof to what will be the case where there was never a chiyuv. Hello, says the Gemara, you're right. Let's backtrack. Let's try something else. Tistayim, let us bring a proof to the contrary that actually it was Rabbi Yochanan who da'amayim rotsu lezamin ein mezamin. Instead of bringing a proof that it's Rav who holds that you can't make a zimun, actually, says the Gemara, let's try and bring a proof that in fact it was Rabbi Yochanan. And to the contrary, Rav is the one who says that two can make a zimun, but Rabbi Yochanan says you can't. Okay, what's the proof? Says the Gemara, the Omar Rabba Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Here again, we have a quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And it says, Shnaim sha'ochlu ka'achas, two people eating together. Echod mehen yoitse b'birkas chaveiroi. One of them could be yoitse with his friends benching. V'havinon bo, and we asked on that line, what is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? Surely, Tanina, haven't we already learned? Shoma v'loyona. If you heard, even if you didn't respond, but the very fact that you heard, yoitse, that is the famous principle of shomea koines. What is Rabbi Yochanan teaching me? V'oma, Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira explained, you know what the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is? Not that one can be moitzi the other. You're right, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is she'ein birkas hazimun b'neihem. What he meant to say is that there is no zimun. If there was a Zimun, then you would tell us that there'd be a Zimun. But he didn't. He just says one is Moitzi the other. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechonah, which means, says the Gemara, Tistayim. Yeah, that's a good proof. You see that Rabbi Yechonah is here to tell us that if you have two people, at best, one could be Moitzi the other. But there would be no Zimun. And if there'd be no Zimun, so there it is. There's our proof. You see that Rabbi Yechonah is the one who says that two cannot do a Zimun. Omalei Rav Baravuna. L'Ravuna, v'horabonon da'osu mima'arova, they came from the west, which means they came from Eretz Yisrael, and they said, Omru, im rotsu lezamein mezamnin. The Rabbonon who came from Eretz Yisrael, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So here we're a little bit stuck. Why are we a little bit stuck? Because why are we a little bit stuck? Because we've just now said that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that holds that two people cannot do Zimun. So the Gemara is asking, I don't understand. But the Rabbonon came from Eretz Yisrael. And what did they say? They said, Imrotzu lezamein, mezamein, that they can do Zimun. Now, who did they hear that from? Who was the great big Pesach in Eretz Yisrael? It was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is the opposite. My love, says the Gemara, the Shomia Lum Rabbi Yochanan. Wouldn't it be true to say that they heard that from Rabbi Yochanan? So what's going on? We've just proven that Rabbi Yochanan says two people cannot do Zimun. And yet, Rabbonon came from Eretz Yisrael, where the big Pesach was Rabbi Yochanan, and they came back reporting that you can do Zimun. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, Loi. The Shemir Lohu May Rav. They heard it from Rav. Rav is their opinion that two people can do Zimun. Mikami Denochis Lebovel. Before he went down to Bovel. So Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav then moved at a later stage to Bovel. Whilst he was still in Eretz Yisrael, he gave a shir and he said his opinion that you two people can do Zimun, and that's what these Rabbonon were quoting. So in the final analysis, it turns out, Moirav Rabbeisai, that yes, we have a machloikus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We do now know who says what. Rav is the one who says that two people can do Zimun. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that two people cannot do Zimun. And in fact, the halacha lemaisa, the Gemara has not yet, at this stage, decided one way or another. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Gufa always means that we're now going to relook at something that we've already mentioned before. Gufa. Omar Rav Dimi by Yosef, Omar Rav. Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas. The case we mentioned before, three people are eating together, the Yotzo Echon Mehem Rashuk, and one of them went to the street, so you recall him. Kairin Loi, you call him back, Umazamlin Olov, and you will do Zimun together with him. Remember, this is what the Gemara said. There was a Chiyuv from the outset, because the three of them ate together. And we want to now re-establish this chiyuv because one of them is threatening to break the chiyuv because he's left. So you call him back. Omar Abaya, v'hu de kori lei v'oni. That's only if he's close at hand and he's able, when you call out Rabbi Sanavarech, he will answer appropriately. The Omar Marzutra, the Loy Omron Elabashloisha, Avul Ba'asara ad Denaisi. When it comes to 10, then it's a different story. Meaning, when the case of 3, you remember we learned this last time. Yes, you have to call him back to the extent that he answers, but he doesn't have to rejoin you. You can call him to the front door. He'll stand by the front door. You'll say, Rabbi Yisai Nevorech. He'll respond accordingly, and off he goes. Says the Gemara, that's only true when you've got three. But in the case of 10, remember, 10 people are saying the Shem Hashem. And if 10 people are saying the Shem Hashem, so imagine you'd have this case of 9 people. The 10th one has disappeared. You'll recall him. Then he's got to come back in. Why? Rashi explains, because of the kovod for the Shem Hashem. It's not kovod to say the Shem Hashem. Remember, 10 people have to say the Shem Hashem. They say, Nevorech Elokeinu. It's not appropriate. It's not kovod if you say it in a very arai, casual type of way. 9 people sitting, 1 person by the door. That's not kovod. So therefore, they really will have to be gathered back in order to say the Zimun properly. But with 3, you do not. Says the Gemara, Maskib lo Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, I don't understand. I would have said the opposite. Adarabba ipcha mistabra. Surely the exact opposite is logical. Why? Tisha nirin ka'asara. When you have a large group of 9, basically that looks like 10. It's not clearly recognizable to the eye when you have 9 people sitting there that it's not 10. It all looks the same. So I wouldn't have thought that it's a bizarre at all. But shnayim ein nirin kishloisha. But don't tell me that 2 looks like 3. There is a much more discernible difference between 2 and 3 than there is between 9 and 10. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I would have disagreed with Marazutra. Why is Rav Ashi saying that you've got to call back the 10th person all the way into the room? I would have said to the contrary, let the 10th person stand by the front door. What are you worried about? They're not sitting together. It all looks the same. But 2 and 3, there the difference is much more recognizable. Says the Gemara, that might be his objection, but we do not accept it. The Hilchasa Kamar Zutra. But the halacha is indeed like Kamar Zutra, that you only have to recall completely in the case of 10, but not in the case of 3. My timer.
Why do we care? I mean, like Rav Ashi is saying what it's going to look like. I mean, it's because a kavana, what's actually happening, the ikkar? Like, why do we care what it looks like?
Yeah. Because the whole issue was whether it's considered a bizoyan or not considered a bizoyan. So he says, I would have considered a bizoyan on the way it looks. It's not an objective thing. Are there 9 here, 10? Does it look like there's a big tzibur over here? 9 people looks like a big tzibur. But 2 or 3, I would have said, that looks like a bizoyan. Says the Gemara, we don't accept that taina. Why not? Kiven the boy lad kuri shem shomayim. Because 10 people are required to mention the Shem Hashem, they say Nevorech Elokeinu, Botzir Me'asara, which means if it's less than 10 people, Lav Oirach Ara. It's not considered to be Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz. And this is where Reb Nachum, the Gemara, is agreeing to you. In the final analysis, the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference. It looks like this, it looks like that. It's a lack of Derech Eretz. It's a lack of Derech Eretz. You've got to have 10 people sitting together. Okay. Omar Abaya, now we get to the final halacha. Noktinon says, Abaya, this is the way we hold la halacha. Shnayim she'ochlu kachas. If 2 people eat together, mitzvah lecholik. To the contrary, each one should bench for himself. They should split up. Split up obviously doesn't mean they have to move away from each other. It means everybody should bench independently, which is another way of saying what?
No Zimun.
There is no Zimun. We had a machloikas between Rav and Rav Yechonon. We had a paskin like Rav Yechonon. There is no Zimun. Bamed varim amurim. When is that each one should bench separately? Kishashneim seifrim. Seifrim always means Talmidei Chachomim. Aval echod seifer ve'echod bur. What happens if one is a Talmud Chacham and one is an ignoramus? And if he is an ignoramus, he does not know how to bench. There's no point telling you that everybody has to bench. If you bench separately, then he's not going to know how to bench at all. Says the Gemara, you're right. In that case, Sofer Mavarech Ubur Yotze. So in that case, a Talmud Chacham indeed should be Moitzi the Bor. There's no point in telling him everyone has to bench on their own right because he doesn't know how to. Okay, with that, we move on. Zot the Gemara, Omar Rava. Ha Milsa, I'd like to tell you the following matter. Amrite Ano, I'm saying it, V'itamra Mishmei the Reb Zeira Kavosi, and it was said in the name of Reb Zeira, just like me. We both came up with the same chiddush. What is that? Shloisha Sha'achlu Ka'echas, remember this is the Gemara we had before. If three people are eating together, who stops for who? Echod mafsik l'shnayim, ve'ein shnayim mafsikim l'echod. If one person has finished and wants to bench, the other two do not need to stop for him. But if two people have stopped, then the one does need to stop with him. In other words, you always go with the majority. Says the Gemara of Eloi, two people do not need to stop for Echod. Papa ifsik leila abba bamori iu v'chad. There was him, Repapa, and one other person, and they did stop for abba mamori. I thought you just told me that two people do not need to stop for the individual. Says the Gemara, you're right, Shani, Repapa de lifnim mishuras adin hu da'avad. Ifnim mishuras adin means he went above the letter of the law. By the strict letter of the law, two people do not need to stop for one. The fact that they did was above the letter of the law. Says the Gemara on the first white line, Yehuda ba marema oma baravashi baravacham edifti korichi rifta bahadi yadodi. The three of them were eating bread together. So this is Zimun. Loi hava behu chad. There was no single one of them to have a muflug mechavrei levaruchi lehu. None of them was more muflug. What does it mean none of them was more muflug?
Distinguished, Talmid Chacham,
no greater.
Or a gadol.
Right. Because essentially you should be mechabed, the gadol. But none of the three were any greater or older in any way. Rashi says clearly it refers to even somebody who's older, which means essentially you should give it to somebody who's the oldest person there, but they're basically all the same age. Which is interesting because somebody must have been older. Unlikely they were all born on exactly the same day. So it seems to suggest you'd only consider, only get a mila of being older if you're considerably older. But either way, there was nothing to disturb the three of them, so who should bench? So what do you do? Ha de tanan, that which it says, shloisha sha'achu ka'achas hayovim nezamein, that which we've learned in our opening Mishnah, that three people sitting together have to do zimun. Says the Gemara, hani mili, heicha de'ika odom godoil. That's only when you have an odom godol, and we've just defined an odom godol doesn't mean tall, it means he's a god of a Torah. So then he's the one who should say Zimun. Aval Heicha, but where the Chi Hadodi Ninu, where they are basically all of equal stature, there is no one person who could be considered the godl. So then to the contrary, Chiluk Brachos Odif. Then to the contrary, the more brachas, the better. Instead of having one person be Moitzi, everybody else with benching, to the contrary, let each person bench. And that way you're going to have more brachas going around, all great gedolim.
Yep.
And therefore, borech inush lenafshei. So for each person should bench for himself, rather than any one of them being mitzi, anybody else. Asu lekamei demarema. Amalahu. So he said to them, very nice. Yidei bracha yatzasem. You are yaitse the chi of brachas means you benched, okay. But I'm afraid to say, Yidei Zimun lo yotzasem. But you're not Yetzir the Chi of Zimun. In other words, I disagree with your cheshbon. I disagree with the Chesh. It's all very nice to say that with three great people, the more brachas, the better. If everyone should bench for their own right, very nice. And that way you've lost the Chiyuv Zimun. So I'm sorry, I don't go for that. Ah, okay. So maybe we can still fix up the situation. Says the Gemara, V'chi Teimro. Nehader v'nezami. So maybe we should go back and do a Zimun now. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, too late. Ein Zimun Lemafreya. There is no retroactive Zimun. If you benched with Zimun, that's great. And if you didn't, you've missed the boat. So once you benched every single person of their own right, you can't now go and do a Zimun. It's too late. Says the Gemara, what would be Ba Umatson? What happens if he came? Who came, Rashi? He says he came from the street. He walked in from the street and he finds that three people are doing Zimun. Huh. Now, if Rashi says you came from the street, that's another way of saying that you were never involved in the meal. It's not like the previous case where you ate and then you left and recalled. You walk into your house and you see three people doing Zimun. So do I join forces? Do I not join forces? After all, I definitely didn't eat with them. So what do I do? That's all you should say. In which case you should respond by saying Baruch Umavoyroch. Whereas if you come back and you, if the time when you turned up, he's in the middle of saying a bracha, then all you could do is at the end just say Amen. Ashkechinu de ka'omrin nevarech. If you find them when you walked in from the street that they're saying nevarech, oyma baruch amavoyrach. Ashkechinu de ka'omrin baruch, then oyna omein. So if you walk in and you hear the guy saying, Baruch atah Hashem hazones hakol. So what should you respond? You simply say omein, like any bracha. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada. We have one brice that says, "Oina Amen Achar Birchoisov Harez Emeshubach." Are you supposed to answer Amen following your own bracha, or maybe only at the end of somebody else's bracha? So we have a bit of a discrepancy, Lachayir, because in one brice it says that if you answer Amen following your own brachas, Harez Emeshubach, it's praiseworthy, and yet the Tanya Idah Harez Emeguna, Emeguna means it's despisable. It's not praiseworthy as well at all. So what is it? Says the Gemara, Loi Kash is no stira whatsoever. Haba Boina Yerushalayim, where you do say Amen, because that's the end of all the brachas deiraisa, and Haba Shah brachas. In other brachas, you do not answer Amen to your own bracha, you only answer Amen to other people's brachas. Abaya Onilei Bekola. Abaya was very makbit to answer in a loud voice, Kihecha de lishmu poyalim velikumu. Da teva meite vla avdoi reisa. Sorry. So Abaya onale bekola kihecha de lishmu poyalim. He answered in a very loud voice in order that the poyalim should hear, and they'd know that you finished the bracha. In other words, what was he oina? He said in a very loud voice, and he said, Boine Barachmov Yerushalayim, and he said in a loud voice, Amen. I, says the Gemara, Vilikumu, let them now go to their work. Datoiva Meitiv Lav Da'iraisa, as we said in the last sugya. So in other words, you've got to read this like this. Abaya said Amen in a very loud voice. He formally announced, Moirai v'raboy say, Baruch Hashem, Boinei v'rachmov Yerushalayim, Amen. Why did he say it so loud? In order to clearly denote to the poelim that we're finished with the deraisa and you may leave now. How can they leave now and miss out Ateva Meitiv? The answer is Ateva Meitiv is not deraisa. If you remember in the sugya that we just did, last week, this was one of the proofs that in fact Ateva Mitiv is not the Raisa, because you see that the Poyalim are not required to stay for that Brocha. How can you miss out the Brocha of the Raisa? It must be that it's not the Raisa. So how did he clearly denote to them that we finished the Brochas of the Raisa? The answer is by saying a resounding Amen. One more line, bottom line. Rav Ashi did the opposite. Oni leibach lechisha, to the contrary. Rav Ashi also said Amen, but he said it quietly. Why? In order not to produce a zilzul balteva meitiv, to the contrary. If you say Amen in a very loud voice, what are you announcing? That we have just now finished the deraisa, and from here on in is second-rate brachas. So even though it's true, because the first is deraisa and the rest is rabbana, but he didn't want to make a big noise about it, because that would be considered a zilzul fateva hametiv. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Mishram. Tomorrow we will finish the Amud, and we'll finish our Chazorah mitzvah.
Shkoach.
Here tonight.